It was indeed. It has been an event for a couple of years now. Anytime Winx steps out in preparation for her next set of runs, and perhaps never more so than now, given all the records that have been broken, and that this is, in all likelihood, the final fling building towards the Queen Elizabeth in the autumn in Sydney. She's at the Karaka Sales in New Zealand, Debbie Kapitas, the owner of Winx. I've got a feeling that would have put a smile on her face. Debbie, welcome back to SEM.
Oh, hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm well. Did you like that work?
Look, it nearly killed me being here in New Zealand, but I've watched it a fair few times now, and she looked amazing, as she usually does. So Huey had a good hold, and from what I hear from all everybody else, he's very pleased, and Chris is very pleased. So that's what we want to hear, isn't it?
It looked to me, Debbie, like that's as good as she's gone in a trial for a couple of years.
That's pretty much what they said, yes. So we've all watched it, and we've all seen the same thing, and that's how it felt to Hugh.
That's a thrilling prospect. Debbie, give us an insight. How did you make the decision to bring her back for this? Well, I presume it's going to be the farewell campaign. And what sort of markers have you got in place at any stage to pull the pin if everyone's not entirely happy?
Oh, look, it's after her fourth Cox Plate, it was just normal. As she goes, we decided we'll just put her out in the selling paddock and let her body language and her attitude direct us as to what was going to happen. And she went out and she was exactly as she spelled in previous years. So as she started to get annoyed and wanted to do something, the guys and girls out at the farm said, look, she's intrigued. So Chris said, yeah, just we'll put her back in work and we'll just follow the indicators. So you look for everything being the same as in previous years. You look for her body language, any change whatsoever, and everybody that's handled this mare is so in tune with how she's looked. When you've worked with a horse as long as they all have, you actually learn to read a horse really well. So if there's ever a sign that she's not happy or something looks a bit strange, it'll get checked out, and we won't run her if we don't feel everything's good. And all the signs were there. She was so excited to get back on the track. You know, like Karen said, she had to basically hold her. She just wanted to walk her, and Winxie didn't want to do that. She wanted to do a bit more. But, you know, since she came back into the stables and she was acting the same way, a little bit more relaxed, actually. But that's what we keep an eye on, and it's a constant eye. But it's exciting, and we're looking at the first race, which, you know, this time... Yeah, in October, we weren't sure whether we would be.
What sort of prospect is that for you, Debbie? Is it thrilling? Is there any sense of trepidation about it? She's a mare that just, it does feel like age is having no impact on her.
Oh, look, it's nerve-wracking. What can I do? I'm the owner, you know, one of the owners. We just listen to all the guys around her. But... you feel a responsibility to her, and you want to make sure that you're not going one step too far. So, yeah, it's nerve-wracking, it's exciting, it's like, how on earth are we still here? And we're just going along with it. What a ride.
What a ride indeed. So it's just taken you to London for the ceremony where she was jointly named the best racehorse in the world alongside Cracksman, and all the debate that has gone on and both sides of the world around that. What was the experience like over there?
Oh, look, it's wonderful. To be recognised on the world stage, co-winner of the world's best horse, was a phenomenal honour. And it's making people really stand up and understand how good Australian racing is. But it's a numbers game. It's a ratings award. And that's why we were co-shared with Cracksman. That is what her performance of the year was. That's what his performance of the year was. But everyone over there is so thrilled with the longevity of this horse and what she's doing for racing. That it is an accolade of best in the world, but she also was voted most popular. So it's a huge feather in her cap. And it really does showcase our racing. And I'm so proud of her and our racing industry that while we can showcase it in a great light, we do.
Debbie, I reckon there's a degree of snootiness now that comes out of England from time to time. Do you take any offence to those who would run her down and not believe that she should hold a level with their great horse of the day?
Oh, look, you don't hold anything against them. I think we're all a little parochial at times and, you know, it's very hard to compare jurisdictions and, you know, it's the Europeans, their opinion is their racing's the best. Well, on the world stage, it's shown that it is very good. But she has shown that she beats everything she possibly can. She's done it time and time again, and she's not shirked the task, and she's done it under all sort of circumstances. It hasn't just been, this is the right race for her, all the conditions are right, and we go in it. She's been on heavy tracks. She's been on hard tracks. She's gone through short distance, long distance. She's proven it all over and over and over. It's very hard to compare them, and I don't believe in comparing too hard. Just celebrate, and that's what we're doing. We're celebrating her and her achievement.
You'll have to get Matt Chapman a clip around the ears at some stage, won't you, Debbie?
Look, he kissed my feet. That'll do.
Should have given him a little kick while he was down there. Hey, tell me, did you? What was your attitude toward the All Star Mile, the new race in Melbourne? Which I'm sure, I mean, this is a popularity contest, so she would have ruled the voting. That much is for sure. What was your attitude when that race was first put on the table?
Oh, look, what a phenomenal idea! I applaud Victorian Racing for coming up with a new novel idea that they can promote it to the general public, have people take ownership of the race. It is so exciting to have everyone voting for the horses in it. In a different time frame, if she wasn't a rising 8-year-old, we would have definitely considered it. But you've got to do the best program for her. So it's not completely off the radar, but it is definitely not penciled in yet. And as Chris said, there are wildcard entries. If we feel at that moment that we should be in there, we'll give it a shot and see if she can get voted in.
I'm pretty sure she would, Debbie. So on what sort of whim are you able to make that decision, given the setup of the race?
To be honest, if you were going to do it, you would start from the beginning. It's only if something changes during the time of her racing. And as everything is progressing at the moment, nothing's going to change. So she will do the normal prep she's done the last probably 2 to 3 years in the autumn, definitely the last 2 years in the autumn, except we don't want Huey suspended so we can't have the first run. But we'll deal with that if it happens.
Good on you, Debbie. Thanks for taking the call. She looked fantastic this morning. And Feb 16, all roads lead there.
At the moment, they do. And go easy.
Good on you. Debbie Kapitas is the owner of Winx. Here's what Matt Chapman has been saying over in England.
You know, Winx is a pensioner, effectively. Is it realistic that a pensioner, a horse aged 8, can be the best flat? And this is a point that hasn't been discussed enough, if that is realistic, shouldn't all these flat horses be staying in training a lot longer to fulfil their potential?
Hey, come on, Matt. She's 7. Maccabi Diva won her 3rd Melbourne Cup as a 7-year-old. Maybe we just last a little bit longer in Australia.